What's up, guys? Zach here with the Zach Shanky Podcast. Hope you guys are doing great, doing well. Just switching lanes here real quick. So, I kind of want to, okay, little mini, I don't know if we're going to call it like a venting session or a rant, but society is messed up sometimes. I was just reflecting on this a little bit. And part of it, maybe I'm a little bitter about my current life circumstances, but which I should ultimately be grateful for. And so I'm going to make that shift in perspective right away. But, you know, it's just interesting to me what most people think of when they think of the term success. Now, granted, and I've heard this a million times, success depends on the person, what they define as successful. And that's not wrong. That's accurate. The challenge that I have, though, is that somebody's definition of success is often influenced heavily by society, by social quote-unquote norms, right? And that's the part that kind of pisses me off, not going to lie, because I think that's baloney. In my opinion, personally, and I really do feel that this is pretty universal, I feel like success has to do with the four pillars of prosperity, which is time, health, relationships, money. Time, health, relationships, money. And I feel like if you are successful in one of those four areas, you can consider yourself a success. You might not be where you want to be yet. I'm not where I want to be yet. Not because I'm greedy, but because I know I can do more. I know that there's more that I can do in terms of impact for people. Right? I know I'm fully capable of reaching out, branching out, doing more, thinking of more creative solutions for things. I know it. And because of that, I'm going to keep striving for more. Not out of greed, but because I want to impact more people. Guess what helps you impact more people? Money. Huh. Interesting concept. So anyway, if you have success in time, let's just say that you have enough time to live somewhat of a harmonized lifestyle. Maybe not always. There are seasons for everything. There's a season to grind. There's a season to not grind. And I did say grind with a D. I don't know why it came out without the D, but anyway. So there's a season for those things. I'm not saying perfection with time management, but I'm saying overall, you're great at managing time. You can consider yourself a success in that particular arena. And I would wholeheartedly agree with that. Same with health, right? If you're a personal trainer, I would call you a success. You might not be where you want to be money-wise, but it is one of the more important of the four pillars, and therefore you should consider yourself a success. Relationships, same deal. Same deal. Now, being recently divorced myself, I'm not saying like you have to have all perfect relationships and not have made somebody mad at one point or another. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you are constantly striving to improve your relationships. You are thinking about people and what it is that they particularly desire, what it is that makes them happy or feel fulfilled or feel joy. And you're thinking of how you can help them have that thing or have that activity or spend that time doing the thing. Like whatever it looks like for that person, or say nice things to them, whatever their love language is, you got to put some actual effort and thought into that process in order to build a proper relationship. Then finally, the last metric of success is money. And it's so funny to me that money is oftentimes equated to things that you have. Like if you have nice things, you have money. That is so not true at all. And again, this is where it's like, okay, is it not true, Zach? Or is it because you currently don't have nice things, but you have money, right? Like this might be a little bit of my personal situation being put into this opinion here. Okay. Being very open and transparent about it. All right. So, but no, I truly feel that there's a big difference between having success with money and having things. Cause if I was just driving down the road, just today with my son in the car. Okay. Now my son lives with his grandma. Him and his fiance live with his grandma, and she's got a nice big house, plenty of room for the three of them. She's got a dog, you know, like there's nothing wrong with that scenario. They pay rent. It's not like they're living there for free. You know, they pay rent, they pay utilities, they have bills and responsibilities. They're just saving some money, being smart, saving some money right now. Somebody was criticizing them the other day, and this is what my son was telling me. They were criticizing him because, you know, he's a grown man, sort of. He's 19, if you can call that a grown man. Anyway, he's a grown man who lives with his grandma. Like that's such a horrible thing. Are you kidding me? My brother, my own brother, who, by the way, all four pillars, pretty freaking successful. I would say in a lot of ways, way more successful than myself. Okay? Really great example, my brother. And he lived his first, 10 years of his adult life rooming with two of my cousins. Above my aunt. My aunt owned a house. A duplex, upper floor, lower floor. My brother and two of my cousins lived in the upper floor and shared the rent for most of both, all three of their adult lives. That is smart. It does not fit society's mold. But you know what my brother doesn't have? He doesn't have very much on his mortgage. He's almost got his whole mortgage paid off. And the dude is only 3 years older than me. Like, that's impressive, guys. That is smart, impressive. And my son is doing the same kind of thing. And I was talking to him. He's like, I kind of feel bad. Like, maybe I should start looking into a down payment for a house. And I'm like, dude, you are 19 years old. There's absolutely no reason to start thinking like that. Don't be pushed and shoved this way and that way just because society says this is what's normal. Screw that. Screw normal. Let's do what seems smarter. Because, and as I'm talking to him, we're driving down this residential road and nice houses on this road. And I'm like, look at these houses. Most people, if you see somebody that lives in that house, maybe they're getting their mail or something. You would say, oh my gosh, look at that guy. He's getting this mail from this nice house. He's so successful. He's got three cars in the driveway. Obviously successful. He's got an RV in the driveway. But is he? I don't know. I don't know how well his time is managed. I don't know how his relationships are. I don't know if his health is any good or his family's health is any good. I don't know truly how his money situation is. It seems to me like he's really good at getting loans. That's what it seems like to me. It seems to me like he's probably got $6,000 to $10,000 worth of bills every month that he has to worry about. I don't know if that is really considered successful. If we gauge it on just possessions, then yeah, dude is totally successful, right? That's my point. Because right now, where I'm at, guys, I've been, again, looking for a place to stay, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so here's the deal. I am, again, in the mindset of, you know what, I'm just going to save up and buy my own place. And you know what, I'll bet you I can do it in 2 months. I bet you I can buy myself, if nothing else, a trailer home in 2 months. Which, by the way, is an upgrade from an RV. Yeah, please. In 1 month, I went from zero to having enough money to buy an RV. Okay, cool. I basically have to come up with twice that amount to have a decent, nice trailer and a nice trailer home, a trailer like park. Okay. And so I'm going to do that. Why not? Oh my gosh. Why not? So in the meantime, I'm like, okay, what can I cut back on in order to accelerate my goal faster? How can I manage my time more effectively? How can I remain healthy and have enough energy to produce a result? How can I maintain relationships to the point where I feel good and fulfilled, where I feel happy and joy going into my work? And then finally, how can I make the money? This, my friends, is success. That is true power. The ability to generate cash flow is really a secret weapon. Many of us know a certain wealthy individual goes by the name of Bruce Wayne. Batman. Obviously, I'm assuming you guys would know. If I were to ask you the question, what is Batman's superpower? Most of you actually already know this answer. But for those of you that don't know, you might throw out ideas like, he doesn't have any superpowers. Or, I guess his martial arts and detective skills. No, his superpower is money. What does the money allow him to do? The money allows him to have time to master his ninja skills, time to work his brain to be the best detective in the world. He has time to catch up on a little bit of sleep after a night of crime fighting. He has time to take the PR off of his tail so that nobody can discover Bruce Wayne is Batman. He's got a lot of time, my friends, which he only could get from his money. Money can afford you time, health, and better memories with your relationships. Okay? Sometimes that's what's needed in a relationship, right? Just, let's just escape for a day. Or let's escape for a weekend and go to a beach, go to a hotel, go have some kind of fun, and just enjoy ourselves. Sometimes that requires money, and that creates more success. It's an investment. Got all nerdy on you. So, yeah, success. Society's definition is so weird. It's all based on possessions. You have a nice car, you're successful. You have a nice house, you're successful. I am setting out to change that completely. Completely, as best I can. And you know, there's one of my business partners, Travis, he totally gets it. He totally gets it. This is one of the smartest dudes ever when it comes to money and success. Just a genius with it. And I'm forever grateful to have him as such a close friend, to be able to call, like literally call him up on a cell whenever I want. And I have, and he answers most of the time. and vice versa, he can do the same with me. But it's such a blessing because he's so smart with this stuff. It's insane. Like, he currently does have a mortgage, but he doesn't pay. He pays like a fourth of it because he also rents out part of his house. Like, wow, why not? That seems like a very smart idea. It doesn't seem like a bad idea at all, right? When he moves, he's going to end up moving eventually because his family's moving. And when he moves, he's going to end up being but he's thinking about going into a yacht and like straight up buying a yacht, guys. Because then guess what? There's no mortgage payment, none of that kind of stuff. It's just him, his yacht. We can hold little mini get-togethers on a boat. How freaking cool is that, right? Anyway, guys, I hope this makes sense. It's my little mini rant about society's stupid definition of success and what you should really look to in order to hone in what success means for you. So self-evaluate, figure it out, and let me know. I'd love to hear what success means for you guys. So talk to you later.